Yeah, okay. So what we have to remember is that there's no translation of the Bible from whether it's the Old Testament in the Hebrew or the Greek in the New Testament. No translation has been inspired by God. The Holy Spirit doesn't give a translation into English or Chinese and say, this is the perfect translation.
我们先要了解一件事情啊，就是在所有旧约或新约的翻译成其他的语言，从来没有是经由圣灵指导过。也就是说我们现在看到的中文的或英文的这些翻译都不是经由圣灵指导过的。
Yeah, and see, I gave the example how there's some people, there's quite a big group of Christians out there. I think the number is getting smaller, but they think that the King James Version, the original King James Version, that goes back to like the 1600s, was inspired by God, and that's the only English Bible they use.
那有一些人呢，现在这种人是越来越少了，他们认为呢，詹姆士国王的翻译版本，这个是在16世纪的时候翻译的，好，他们认为这个是经由圣灵同意过的。
And this is despite, it's actually very easy to disprove the King James Version. It's just full of mistakes.
但是其实呢，我们很容易就可以发现呢，这个詹姆士国王的版本里面错误百，他的翻译错误百出。
Now the LXX, the Septuagint here, this is also just a translation, but when Jesus was quoting, he knew exactly which verses were accurate translations. And then when he quoted them,And then when the writers of the Gospels, for example, would write those down, that's in the words that God wanted to be written down. So it's perfect.
而耶稣呢，他在引用这个 LXX 的版本呢，就是那个希腊文的版本的时候，他能够引用的部分就绝对代表的是神以及圣灵他都同意的版本。
So when we're studying the Old Testament, you know, we cannot treat the LXX as the perfect translation.You have to remember that. You know, there's only one ever perfect word from God, and that was in the original scriptures when it was first written down.
但是我们却不能够把 LXX 这个从希伯来文翻译到希腊文的这个整本旧约哈，当作是完全是完美的，因为真正完美的版本一定是只有原始的那个用希伯来文写的那一本。
But still, it's a very accurate book, and we can look to it to help us to study what the meanings of the Hebrew words were.
但是呢 ，LXX 版本呢，绝对是一个比较好的版本，让我们从希腊文去了解原来希伯来文在讲什么。
So often, what we do when we're looking at words in the Hebrew to look for the true meaning, you look first. You can look through other passages, other verses in the Bible which has the same word, and you can look at what the meaning is there in the context.
所以我们在研读旧约的时候，我们还是尽可能的去了解原始的这个希伯来文是什么意思，然后同时把这个同样的字，它在不同地方出现的时候的前后文的状态都了解了，这样的话我们就会更能理解那个希伯来文真实的意义。
And another useful tool that we can use is going to the LXX, to the Septuagint, and say, what does the Greek say? Because that's translating the Hebrew word.
然后呢，我们再去看 LXX 版本，从希腊文的角度看它怎么翻译的，我们再去理解说真正原始的这个圣经旧约是怎么解释的。
Okay, and that's what we did to work out the true meaning of the word Hamas from Genesis chapter 6 verse 11. We can look at these other verses here.
所以呢，我们才会回头来看创世纪六章十一节的里面的这个 kama 这个字呢，到底真正的意义是什么？
Okay, and the reason we have to spend a lot of time with this is because many people think that God flooded the world because of the violence.
为什么我们要花这么多力气来解释这个 kama？ 是因为很多人以为上帝要来洗清，用洪水去淹没世界，是因为世界上充满了暴力。
But that's not the reason at all.
但其实这并不完全就不是这个原因。
Yeah, see, the reason God flooded the world was because of wrongdoing.
上帝之所以要用洪水冲洗这个世界，是因为人类的错误的行径。
Yeah, and that's what this word kamas means. It means wrongdoing. That's the way we need to translate it in this verse.
这就是 commas 这个字真实的意义，就是错误的行径。
Okay, so we'll just run quickly through the four verses that we have here, and then we can finish off.
所以我们赶快再把这四个有 commas 这个字的经句再来读一遍。
Okay, so remember in Genesis 16:5, Sarah had said to Abraham, "My wrongdoing," and the word was commas, or we have the Greek word adikios, my wrongdoing be upon you. So you can take the blame. This is your fault for this wrongdoing.
Who's wrongdoing?
Sarah's wrongdoing. Well, she's blaming Abraham. She made the suggestion that Abraham sleep with Hagar, the maidservant.
Yeah, so it's Sarah's wrongdoing.
But now she's saying, but Abraham, actually, it's your fault. You listen to me, so it's your fault. That's what she says. My wrongdoing be upon you. My wrong, I'm going to give it to you. It's yours. You be responsible. We don't need to go into the context because we're just looking at the word. But that's what's happening.
就是撒拉对亚伯拉罕说，我错误的行径。
Be to you.
然后变成你的错误行径。
Yeah, okay. And this is sort of like what Adam did when he was blaming Eve in the garden and blaming God. Remember, he didn't want to take responsibility. He said, it's not my fault, it's your fault.
But both of them have fault.
Well, yeah, but Sarah doesn't want to take any blame at all. That's what she's saying.
She already said my wrongdoing.
Well, yeah, but she said be upon you. So
be upon you, just my wrongdoing and you have a wrongdoing as well.
Okay. Anyway, but the idea, we're looking at the word. The word is kamas, it's wrongdoing, right?
Huh.
Okay. Deuteronomy 19:16, we have the word false witness, which means a wrong witness or giving a bad witness.
我们现在在看呢是生命记的19:16。生命记19:16，若有凶恶的见证人起来，见证其某人作恶。
Okay, and the word for the wrongdoing there is kamas again. So we're not talking about violence, we're talking about wrongdoing.
好，这边是讲的是也是错误的行径。
Now we also had in Isaiah 53:9, talking about Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ had done, they say no violence, but really he had done no wrongdoing.
以赛亚书53:9。
Now it's talking about Jesus Christ, and if you read the English, it says Jesus Christ hadn't done any violence.
最后这一句说，耶稣基督他没有做任何的暴力，但其实应该是没有做任何的错误行径。
Okay, and again, in the Hebrew it's kamas, or in the Greek the word is adikias, wrongdoing.
所以希腊文是 adikias， 这个就是这个字的意思，也就是错误的行径。
Okay, and then 1 John 1:9, and this is the New Testament, but this is where we clearly see the word adikias, that's the Greek word, meaning wrongdoing.
然后在约翰一书的1:9讲到说 adikias 也是在说的是错误的行径。But we translate into 罪 right? Sin.
No, and the verse says God forgives us our sin, that's zoe, and then he cleanses us from unrighteousness. So in conclusion, just before we finish off, Genesis 6:11, the earth was filled with unrighteousness or wrongdoing.
好，所以呢，创世纪6:11的最后一句就是说，这个世界呢是充满了错误的行径。
Okay, that finishes off for that verse. I think next time we can start on verse 12.
好，下一节课呢，我们就可以谈的是创世纪6:12。
Okay, so let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study these concepts from your Bible.
感谢神呢，让我们有时间好好的研读从你圣经所教导的概念。
We pray that as we meditate on these things, as we think about them, that they will become more clear in our minds.
那我们祷告祈求我们能够经常的思想这些概念，让我们可以有更清晰的头脑。
As we take all these verses and concepts, just like little pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, we give thanks that you help us to put them down so we can see a bigger picture.
那我们也祷告，希望呢这些概念呢就如同一个一个拼图的这个小拼图，我们可以把它们好好的经由你的指导而拼成一个比较大的一个面向。
Yeah, we pray this will also encourage us in our, not just applications, but also in our prayers for those that need our prayer.
那我们也祈祷呢，我们能够将这些概念呢，变成我们的生活的运用，以及在我们的祷告中出现。
And perhaps give us the courage to spread the good news, to share the gospel message, and to share your word with those who need it.
而且呢，同时希望我们能得以学习之后呢，能够将这些概念变成是福音，去分享给需要被分享的人。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.